it is really hard to relay all the feelings you get from one of those megaton tests. I told you about how the mushroom cloud developed. But what happened subsequent to that is the sky turned black. Clouds developed all over. It was an overcast. The shot went off. It was just before dawn, and it was a bright day. But before the end of the day, the whole sky was clouded. It was high clouds. It was up at maybe 25,000-30,000 feet. The feeling of the magnitude, if you can imagine 40 miles away and you can feel the heat when it arrives at a separate time. It's a prickly heat. And then the pressure wave coming, the brightness, the feeling when they finally say, you can take off your glasses now. Those are, they're memories that will stick with me for the rest of my life. Now at Nevada Test Site, I saw some 47 tests up there. They were fired from balloons, top of towers, and underground, and some on the surface. But they were small in comparison. We were 10 or 12 miles from ground zero. In one case, the shot didn't go very well there. It was a Los Alamos test, hardly knocked down the balloon. And of course, there was this rivalry between a Lawrence Radiation Lab and Los Alamos. And so when Morgenstern out in the Pacific was pretty much of a fizzle, Lawrence Radiation Lab scientists picked up and left, and Los Alamos continued the test series there. On the other hand, in Nevada, when the Los Alamos couldn't even hardly knock down a balloon, that rivalry showed up again.
Sure.
And there was that rubbing in. And it substantiated Teller's contention that you needed competition to get the most effective tool.
Right.
Without that, you had a limited exposure to ideas.